Chemistry 1 revision, part 1. All substances are made of atoms. A substance that is made of only one sort of atom is called an element. There are about 100 different elements. Elements can be shown in the periodic table, which you'll have on your data sheet. The columns are called groups, and they contain elements with similar properties. Although it is not marked on the data sheet, you need to be aware of the division between metals and nonmetals. Boron, a nonmetal, sits on top of a staircase on top of aluminium, and the staircase goes down to the bottom right. Everything above the staircase is a nonmetal. Everything to the left and below is a metal. Atoms of each element are represented by a chemical symbol. For example, O represents an atom of oxygen, and Na represents an atom of sodium. Remember, every time it's a capital letter, it's a new atom. Atoms have a small central nucleus, which is made up of protons and neutrons. Charges of the subatomic particles are: protons have a charge of +1, neutrons are neutral, so zero charge, and electrons have a charge of -1. In an atom, the number of electrons is equal to the number of protons in the nucleus. Atoms have no overall electrical charge. All atoms of a particular element have the same number of protons. In fact, it is the number of protons that determines what the element is. Atoms of different elements therefore have different numbers of protons. The number of protons in an atom of an element is its atomic number, which can be found at the bottom of the symbol on the periodic table. The sum of the protons and neutrons in an atom is its mass number. If you were asked how many neutrons there were, you would need to take the proton number, or the atomic number, away from the mass number, thus leaving you the number of neutrons. As previously mentioned, electrons occupy particular energy levels, also known as shells. Each electron in an atom is at a particular energy level. The electrons in an atom occupy the lowest energy levels first. That's the innermost shell, that closest to the nucleus. You may be asked to draw the electron structure for any of the first 20 elements in the periodic table. To do so, you would refer to the periodic table to find out the atomic number. Then, because an atom has the same number of electrons as protons, you would start filling up the inner shell first. The inner shell can take 2 electrons, the next 2 shells 8 electrons each, and finally the 4th shell can take 2 electrons, at least for the first 20. A good way to check you've got it right is to look at the periodic table. The group number will tell you the number of electrons in the outer shell, and the period, that's the row it is in, will tell you the number of shells. Don't forget though, hydrogen and helium are in the first period. It is because each element in a group in the periodic table, each column, have the same number of electrons in their outer shell that they have the same chemical properties. The elements in group 0 of the periodic table, that on the far right, are called the noble gases. They are unreactive because their atoms have stable arrangements of electrons, i.e. they have a full outer shell. That's 8 for all atoms, except helium, which is full with only 2 electrons. When elements react, their atoms join with other atoms to form compounds. This involves giving, taking, or sharing electrons to form ions or molecules. Compounds formed from metals and nonmetals consist of ions, where they have lost or gained electrons. Metals lose electrons to form positive ions, where nonmetals gain electrons to form negative ions. Compounds formed from only nonmetals consist of molecules. In molecules, the atoms are held together by covalent bonds. Chemical reactions can be represented by word equations or symbol equations. Do not get them muddled up. If the exam question asks for word equations, make sure you're using words. And again, if they ask for a symbol equation, make sure you're using symbols. No atoms are lost or made during chemical reactions, so the mass of the products equals the mass of the reactants. That's what you put in. For example, if 12 grams of carbon reacts with 32 grams of oxygen, 42 grams of carbon dioxide will be formed.